Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Christmas Day service. Merry Christmas. I certainly recognise that this one is a little bit different from usual, but welcome. Great to have you here and great to have you joining us online. We are going to welcome you to come and sing O Come All Ye Faithful as the team leads us.
Would you stand to us?
We thank you that you have sent Jesus Christ, your Son, into this world to save us. We thank you for the way in which he has come, born as a baby, humble to serve. And we worship you today. We thank you for the way in which you have loved us. We thank you for the way in which you have demonstrated that through Jesus. Not just his birth, but his life, his death, burial, and resurrection. And we thank you so much for him. I pray that we would worship him, and we thank you for the opportunity we have this morning to remember in Jesus' name. Amen. Certainly have a seat. Certainly acknowledge that that this Christmas is different, yes, to many others. We've had a couple of years, crazy years of COVID, not just in Australia, but around the world. And we recognise that that has really wreaked havoc on so many people and on so many situations and things around this world. And we do, on over the Christmas period, we actually take up an offering for Baptist World Aid. And so we would invite you and encourage you, if you're here, you can do that through cash donation and pop that in the letterbox up the back, or you can follow the links and do that directly online. And so if you're joining us online, you can actually follow the link on the site and give directly to Baptist World Aid. But they do phenomenal work all around the world. And it's been a situation throughout this world where it's not just been COVID that's been problematic. There's been so many other things going on with war and difficulty and circumstance, whether it's in Indonesia, whether it's in Myanmar or Afghanistan. We gathered as a community to pray for them as well. And so we need to continue to remember people all over this world. And one of the very tangible ways that we can do that is through giving to Baptist World Aid, a Baptist partner, and they do phenomenal work, specifically in educating those in other places and in other countries, in giving them an education, in training them, and also helping to protect them, as well as provide a safer future for those there. And so encourage you again, just if you can and feel moved to please give to Baptist World Aid. We're also not really taking up an offering today, but if you do have cash offering that you would normally give to the church, then you can pop that in the letterbox up the back as well. And if it is for Baptist World Aid, please just mark it appropriately. But let's pray and commit that to the Lord as well as we continue to remember the work of Baptist World Aid. Father, we thank you so much for the fact that you are still at work in this world all over the place. And we thank you that you are King of all things. And so we pray that your kingdom would come. We pray, Lord, that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we look forward to the day where you will finally renew and restore all things in full when Jesus Christ comes again. But Lord, until then, I pray that we would be your hands and feet, that we would be a tangible representation of you in this world, that we would love on those in need, and that we would see your kingdom come as we participate with you in that, as we're filled with your Spirit. And so, Lord, we pray for the work of Baptist World Aid. We pray that they would be equipped to be able to do deep gospel work in all of these places to bring hope and peace and love and healing and the name of Jesus into those places. And so we pray for that. We pray that as a church community that we would continue to give generously and be open-handed with all that we have and all that we are, so that you would use us mightily. And I pray, Lord God, that you would continue to give us minds that are fixed solely and firmly on Jesus. Lord, that we would love you, worship you, be completely and fully yours, especially through this Christmas season. In your name and for your glory, amen. I'm going to ask David to do a Bible reading for us in just a second, and then we have a video and an item for you, and the video is a painting which you'll see sort of take shape through the item, and that's actually done by Damien Spaven, and so we're looking forward to that in just a minute, but for now, thanks David.
From Isaiah chapter 9, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And from the Gospel of John, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Hear the word of the Lord.
You saw my story, God, you entered.
pretty powerful image and picture. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the Word made flesh that came and into this world and died for the sins of people. And thanks, Damien, for that powerful picture of that. As we sing about and reflect on Jesus Christ, the light of the world. It is good to be here, and it's good to still be able to celebrate at Christmas, and I love this time of year. Despite everything that's going on, I still love being able to get together with people, even if it's only a handful of people, and to be able to celebrate what Jesus has done. And often that looks like celebration around food. It looks like celebration around giving and receiving of gifts. And it feels like a little bit at this time of year, the days seem to get a little bit longer, or maybe it's just because we're grazing all through the day often. And then we have our afternoon power nap where we're so full. But things start to get a little bit more festive. We enjoy carols, we have Christmas music, we have time with family, with friends and food, and we connect even if now it is online. And overall, this brings a level of fun. It's a wonderful time of year, although it can be mixed with a great deal of sadness, depending on our lives, depending on our circumstances and the things that have happened for us. But personally, I'm looking forward to Christmas and today being able to celebrate with people. But then also, I'm looking forward to the next week in a bit as I personally seek to switch off a little bit between the time between Christmas and New Year, as sort of the church and the office shuts down for about a week as we enjoy this season. But you know, at this same time last year, we did the same sort of thing. We switched off between Christmas and New Year. And so left the office and I had a couple of weeks off. And at this same time, I left my office, I shut the door, wound my window down, which meant my whole office was pitch black, right? And in there, I had this beautiful, big, lush, green plant. And I headed out, I enjoyed my couple of weeks off, and then I rolled back into church a few weeks later. And I could smell something, right? And so I open up the door to my office and I could smell this stench. It wasn't just something that was a little bit nasty. It was really, really bad, right? And so I open up the door and I had got hit with that sort of cold, damp sort of a feeling in the air. And so I run over to my window. I wind up the window to let this light suddenly illuminate and flood into my office. And I see my previously lush, beautiful plant now dying, and there's mold sort of growing around it, and there's bugs all flying around in the air. You know, those tiny little bugs that get in there. But this is what happens, right? When things are left in darkness. So what happens when things are left in darkness? Festy stuff just seems to start to grow, and you can't even see where it's growing and what's going on until suddenly the lights are turned on or the windows opened, and we can actually see. You see, physical light is absolutely necessary for life. Things can't grow without light. And so in the opening words of the Bible, it tells us in Genesis pretty much how it begins. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And it goes on in verse 3, and it says that God said, let there be light. And just like that, there was light. His light illuminated the world by the very power of his word. He just spoke and it came into being. And his light shone and illuminated the world so that we, his creation, his people, could see. But as the story goes in Genesis, we know it wasn't too long before sin and death entered into the world as people chose to do their own thing and go their own way rather than God's. And so this entrance of sin brought darkness into the world and darkness into the minds of all of humanity. The Bible often uses darkness to describe and point to the human condition essentially without God. That we are like those without light. That it's like those when we are in pitch darkness and we can't see where we're going. I remember as a child, we would have a power failure and my dad would get the sort of gas lantern and he would light it and suddenly you could see. But until then, you'd sort of be feeling your way around the house trying to find a torch or something that would give you light. And without God, we are in darkness. We are groping around, unsure of where we are going and what we are doing, and so we are ignorant and blind. It says that our thoughts and our actions are continually bent towards going our own way, having our own agenda rather than God's. And ultimately, that separates us from Him. It keeps us in darkness. This is what those passages that David read to us are talking about in Isaiah 9. That the people are walking and living in darkness. But this is where Christmas changes everything. Because it's into this darkness that we see a great light. This is what we celebrate. This is why ultimately we are filled with so much joy, so much celebration, and so much excitement at Christmas, regardless of what's going on in the world. Because Jesus Christ has come. He is the Son of God. He is the very one who spoke in the beginning and said, "Let there be light." And He actually came in human skin, born as a baby, as the light of the world. And He came into the world He made. And by doing so, He shone light into darkness. He shone light into our lives. And so suddenly, things can be seen for what they really are because the light has come in. The light has come into the darkness and our dark lives, and so we can see, which is actually a little bit confronting at times. Because when Jesus shines brightly into our lives, so that He doesn't do so in a way that everything looks amazing. He doesn't put like an Instagram filter on it, so it just looks good regardless of what's really going on. Instead, when the light goes on, He illuminates the parts of our lives that are hidden and are dirty. Those parts of our lives that, much like my office where the plant is seen to be dying and mold is growing and bugs buzzing, that's suddenly seen when the light goes on, and it's a lot like that in our lives. And so when Jesus comes in and shines His light into the world, those parts of our lives, my life, that I'm ashamed of, that we are ashamed of, that we try and cover up and almost keep in darkness, are actually seen for what they really are. And that is confronting. He shines light into those places in our lives that are ugly. But this is ultimately why Christmas is such good news. Because it reveals the truth of who we are apart from God, that we are in darkness, that we are in desperate need of a Savior, because we cannot fix this problem on our own. And that apart from Him, we are doomed because of our sinfulness that resides in all of humanity. It separates us from Him. But this baby, who is more than just a baby, came into the world as the Savior of the world. And He came not just to be born and celebrated like it's His birthday and that's a wonderful thing, but He came as the painting displayed. He came ultimately with the purpose to come and die a brutal and horrific death for you and I, where He was crucified on a cross. So that those things that we are ashamed of, so that those things that we hide and are in darkness may be paid for in full through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Our debt then be wiped clean. We be forgiven. We be washed, purified, made whiter than snow, forgiven and restored back into relationship with God, where instead of our sin and our debt and our death, we receive life. And we receive joy and we receive a hope and are filled with this everlasting joy because of what Jesus Christ has done. This baby, the light of the world, who would suffer and die to save absolutely anyone who would turn to him by faith. Now that's what this passage says, John 1:12, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. That is our right, that is our privilege because of what Jesus Christ has done, that we can be adopted in as children of God, which ultimately leaves us all with a choice this Christmas. Either we respond to Jesus in humble worship, in confessing our sins and turning to and believing in him, in who he is and in what he has done, or we run back into the darkness because we cannot bear the light that reveals the truth, and so instead we try and cover it up and pretend like it doesn't exist. And so what will you do this Christmas? What will we do as a community this Christmas? You know, if you have never said yes to Jesus, then I would love for you, and I would plead with you and pray for you that you do that today. Whether you're here, whether you're joining us online, or whether you're watching this weeks from now, you can say yes to him and believe in him by faith right now, wherever you are. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And then a little bit later on in John, he says, I have come into the world as light so that no one, absolutely no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. Isn't that amazing, amazing news? This incredible offer that anyone who believes in me would not stay in darkness, but would receive light and life and eternal joy everlasting, because Jesus Christ has not just entered into the world as a baby, but he has been born, lived, died, and been resurrected back to life so that we can be saved. So then, would we all come and adore him? Would we bow down before him? Would we worship him as the God and that he is, and surrender our lives into his hands for the things that he has done? Because he is our God, he is our Savior, he is our Creator, he is our King. He is the light of the world. And it's because of him and because of what he has done that we have so much joy, and he brings joy into this world and offers them life. Let's pray, and then we're going to sing as we finish, Joy to the World. Father God Almighty, we thank you for Jesus Christ, your Son. We thank you for who he is, and we thank you so much for everything that he has done. We thank you for the way in which he loves us and has come into this world to save us. And so I pray, Lord, anyone who does not know you, I pray work deeply in them and bring them to yourself so that they may receive you as light and be drawn out of darkness. I pray that as those who may have surrendered our lives to you, that we would renew that today. that we would be freshly reminded of your goodness, of your grace, and the hope that we have regardless of circumstances, that we would live life in light of that. And Father, I thank you for the joy we have because of Jesus. And I pray that you would cause us to overflow with such joy in this world so that others may see you and come into your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Would you stand as we sing Joy to the World?
Thank you so much for joining us today. We pray that you have a very good Christmas and the rest of the day. Whatever that looks like for you, we thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us. Whether you are here or online, we hope and pray that you have a wonderful rest of Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll see you in a week or so from now in the new year, just January 2, Lord willing. Yeah, have a wonderful day, won't you? Bless you.